Hallelujah. Thank you, praise team and musicians. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to this service. I believe the Lord is going to bless your hearts. If you believe that, you can say amen for it. Amen, amen, and amen. I believe every time we come in the service, God will always have something special. You know, as we praise the Lord and as we trust Him with our lives, He will always have a word. The Bible says, a word in season. Hallelujah. I want you to lift up your hands wherever you are. Raise your heads to the Lord. The Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and let the King of glory come in. Hallelujah. Who is this King of glory? He is the Lord mighty in battle. Hallelujah. Do you agree that He is the Lord mighty in battle? All right, hallelujah. Let's pray. Have those hands lifted up as we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we honor you this morning. We lift up our hands in praise. Hallelujah. Lift us up this morning, therefore, Lord. In the message of the Lord, glorify thyself and bless your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap. You can do better than that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So this morning, prophetic prayers. So I will be talking about prophetic prayers. Now, we know that prayer is the anchor. You know, you can't, if you don't pray, you know, Jesus told the disciples one time, said, pray with me a little bit, and they didn't. They went to sleep. He came back and said, pray with me a little bit. They didn't. They went to sleep. He said, pray now, lest you fall into temptation. They didn't. And then, you know, and finally said, well, sleep on now. You know, so, you know, but prayer is wonderful. There's all kinds of prayers, you know, and so forth like that. You know, first of all, you know, Apostle Paul said that, you know, we should pray for all men with all supplications and prayers and intercessions with giving of thanks and so forth. But today I want to talk about prophetic prayers. And there's something I'm going to do at the end of this service, prophetically, by the grace of the Lord. Amen. I'm going to start here in Isaiah 45 and verse 11. Isaiah 45, verse 11. I want to lay a foundation for what we're going to do here towards the end of the service. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. Amen. Now, some people will contend, you know, there's some people that contended that this scripture is wrong, you know, that, you know, that last part of it should have had a question mark. Well, I'm going to take this scripture literally, and I've taken it literally in my life, and it has worked. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to be doing that this morning. So let's take this scripture exactly as it says. We're going to be looking at what he asked us to do here, and I'm going to be teaching on and speaking on how exactly that last part of this scripture that we're looking at, how it works. So I'm going to talk about this morning. How does it work? Exactly. You know, what does it mean? You know, if this scripture were to be taken literally, you know, what does it mean that we might command the Lord concerning the works of his hands? So I'm going to be talking about that this morning. So let's get ready to roll with the Lord here. Amen. Let's see what the Holy Spirit will speak to us if we take this scripture exactly as it is. Remember, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And not by private interpretation. But holy men of God, as they were moved by the Holy Spirit, they spoke and they wrote these things. And so it's not by private interpretation, it's by the Holy Ghost interpreting into our hearts. Now let us look at some things here in the scriptures of how we're going to, I mean, what is command? You know, what does that mean? You know, well, it involves voice, it involves speaking and so forth. You know, I want to go very quickly through this because I want to leave some time at the end for me to actually do something like this message says. You know, so let me go quickly through it. I want to read a story here. I know a lot of people like good stories. You know, I like good stories if it's a Bible story. You know, I don't like fables and stuff. But there's a good story here in the Bible that I want to read and another one that I will read again. You know, so but I'm going to start with this one here. Let me read this one in the book of Joshua. Chapter 10. I'm going to use that to explain how this thing works. And then we're going to talk about some of the things that the Lord wants me to talk about here this morning. So in the book of Joshua, chapter 10, this is going to be the main text, the scripture that's behind the main text. Now, remember, our scripture was taken from Isaiah 45:11, but this is the one that I really want to use to teach this message and this topic today. So I'm going to read from Joshua chapter 10. I'm going to read from verse 12 to 14. Joshua 10 and verse 12. Now, for a background, you have to read the whole story, but, you know, to keep it short, I'm not going to read the story. You can read it yourself. But Joshua was in battle, you know, and they were pursuing. The Lord said he was going to give them the enemies into their hands, and they were pursuing. And as they were pursuing the enemies, and actually they were winning the victory because the Lord was fighting for them, but it seemed like if the sun was actually going down, it was getting dark, you know, and I don't think Joshua, you know, in his mind was saying, well, you know, this is going to get dark, you know, we may not see very clearly, you know, but we still need a little bit more time, you know, to do this thing and to finish this thing. So here's what he said. And many people may have heard about this story in the Bible at one point in time or the other, but we're going to bring out a viewpoint here this morning. Joshua 10 and 12. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Son, as S-U-N, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. Now, I want you to notice one thing right away here. Let's take it slow. Let me teach with this so that we can get it. The Bible says here that Joshua spake to the Lord in the presence of Israel. But let's see what he actually said. What did he say exactly to the Lord? Well, I mean, that's what he says. Joshua spoke to the Lord. Is that what he said in your Bible? Hello? Joshua spake to the Lord, and so forth, before the children of Israel. And here's what he said. Well, you would have thought that if Joshua was speaking to the Lord, he would address the Lord. He would say, Lord, you know, let this and this be such and such, you know. But he spoke to the Lord, but he didn't exactly speak to the Lord. You know, so we're going to bring out this revelation here this morning. If you catch it, you're going to find out how this thing really works. You know, so Joshua, he stood and spoke to the Lord, but he spoke to the works of God's hands, which are the sun and the moon. And he said, Son, stand out still. And you can check it out in history. You know, they found it out too. You know, for about half a day, didn't go down. Sun, you stand out still there. I need some more light to finish this battle. And you, moon, you stay over there, you know, until I finish this thing. Can somebody say, praise the Lord? And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Now, is this not written in the book of Jasher? You know, and he said, so the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down for about a whole day. About a whole day, you know. And there was no, listen to this, verse 14. And there was no day like that before it or after, that the Lord hearkened to the voice of a man, you know, and so forth, when he fought for Israel. Now, I want to bring out something that's very important. This is the crux of this message right here. Joshua spoke to the Lord. But what exactly did he say? He spoke to the works of his hands. And the Bible says, well, God hearkened to his voice. Now, so we're going to bring this out. What does it mean when he says in Isaiah 45 and 11, concerning the works of my hands, command ye me. We see that Joshua did exactly that here. Concerning the works of his hands, he spoke to the Lord. But see, when you are speaking to the works of God's hands, you're actually speaking to the Lord. God, the Lord is the one that's in charge. If you say to the weather, you know, you'll be fine over here today because we're having an event, you know, you're actually speaking to the Lord, just like Joshua did, commanding the Lord, you know, and we're going to find out some more about that. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse 1, the rustic figure from the wilderness, Elijah, this is Elijah, he appeared upon the scene. First Kings chapter 17 and verse 1. I'm going to come back to this Joshua thing in a little bit if I have the time. But 1 Kings 17 and 1, if you put that scripture up for us, and Elijah the Tishbite, one of the inhabitants of Gilead. We didn't know very much about this guy until now. You know, he just appeared. And he said, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, you know, there shall not be dew nor rain. Amen? These years. But according to my word. He didn't say according to the Lord, word of the Lord. He already knew it was the word of the Lord. But he said, according to my word, there's going to be no rain, no dew. And the Bible says in James that Elijah was a man of like passion like us. You know. And he stood there. He just said, well, you know, because he saw the iniquity of the land. He saw how people had gone abhorring, you know, after, you know, the idols and so on and so forth. And so he said, look, today the Lord's going to bring Israel back. You know, and he said, you know, in his heart, he began to call for a famine and so forth. He knew what was going to happen because he stood in the presence of the Lord. And for 3.5 years or so, you know, that thing didn't, you know, that word didn't change that Elijah spoke. You know, the Lord hearkened to it and he watched over it. The Bible says, I'm the Lord that confirms, you know, performs the counsel of my messengers. You know, he watched over that word and he did it exactly. Now, let's take a look at some of the other elements that Jesus would teach us about these things. You know, there was a point that, I mean, the Lord would teach us in his word. There was a point where God was speaking to Job in the Bible. And various things that he brought out in Job chapter 38. I want you to turn with me to the book of Job chapter 38. And the various things that the Lord brought out there will show us some secrets. There are some tremendous secrets in that chapter of Job 38. So let's look at Job 38. I will read verse 12 and then I will read verses 31 to 35. Job 38. You can read Job 38, 39, and 40. Read all the things that the Lord had to say to Job, but I don't have time to read that all. So Job 38 and verse 12. Here's what the Lord asked Job. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days? And have you caused the day spring to know his place? You know, so by God asking Job all these things, you know, we see that it's actually possible to do these things, you know. But God was challenging him, you know, that have you done it? You know, because he was, you know, there was a dialogue there between him and God. You may know the story and all the things that went out and so forth. You know, so God is asking him a question here. Have thou commanded the morning since thy days? And look at let's jump to verse 31. Canst thou bind the sweet influences of the Pleiades? Now, Pleiades is a constellation out there, you know, and so forth. Or bind the bands of Orion, you know. And, you know, some of those planets that form together and all that, you know, constellation of seven things there. Can you bind those sweet influences? Can you do something about it? Can you loose the bands of Orion? Do you know the ordinances of heaven? You know, the ordinances of heaven are behind, you know, the power for you to be able to make prophetic pronunciation of prophetic prayers. And we're going to see that here. Do you know the ordinances of heaven? You know, canst thou set the dominion thereof in the earth? You know, by understanding, because heavens rule the earth. You know, people don't understand that. But by understanding some things that are in the heavens, you can actually set the dominion from the heavens upon things upon the earth. Amen. Now, that may be deep for some, but, you know, I believe that some others will catch it too. Can thou lift off thy voice? See, so he's talking about voice. I'm reading from verse 34 now. Can you lift up thy voice? So we see the voice. Can you lift up your voice to the clouds, that the abundance of water may come and cover you? Or say to the clouds or the rain to not be there for several years like Elijah did. Well, we see some folks did it in the Bible. There are some folks that did some things in the Bible. You know, he said, can you also send lightnings? You know, that they may go and say unto you, here are we. Can you do these things? And we see that there were some trailblazers. I like to call them trailblazers in the Bible. You know, nobody ever did the thing before that they did, but that didn't stop them. You know, so you may not know that somebody's ever done it. Well, maybe somebody's done, maybe somebody hasn't. But that doesn't mean anything with the Lord. you know, you could be a trailblazer too. Amen. Now, so Joshua was a trailblazer. We never heard that the sun and the moon could be commanded by people and let the sun stay in its place. I mean, you know, and not move for many hours so it can have extra time, you know. We didn't know then that people could tell the rain and these things not to come and all that. But these people just go up, you know, and they command the works of God's hands. And God begins to respond to them. And we see tremendous secrets. When you read this, Job 38, there's tremendous power and secrets in the things that God is showing here. Now, this last story that I want to tell us here, because I want to move quickly through this, is in Ezekiel chapter 37. In Ezekiel chapter 37, starting from about verse 1, I'm going to read through. I want to actually read this one. Read about the first 11 verses or so of this one. Because it's a good story and it's a good illustration of these prophetic prayers that we are coming into in just a minute. Ezekiel 37 and verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord. Now notice that was the hand of the Lord and the spirit of the Lord that carried him into the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. And it caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and they were very, very dry bones. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen these bones? And I said, you know, he said, can they, these bones, can they live? You know, and well, he was wise to say, well, Lord, thou knowest, you know, so he pushed right back. You know, so the Lord asked him a question. These dead bones, these dry bones that have been here for years, maybe hundreds of years, we don't know. A valley full of dead bones, you know, skeletons for many, many years been there. And the Lord said to me, have you seen these bones? Can they live again? Well, he said, well, thou knowest, Lord. And so the Lord said unto him, now, this is where we're going with this. Prophesy unto these bones. Amen. And say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. So, you know, in case you don't have practice with these things, you know, this is how the Lord's teaching you how to do it. The Lord's teaching this guy how to do it now, because he probably didn't have exact practice. And the Lord said to him, look, you know the word of the Lord. You speak the word of the Lord to the situation. You know, it might look like dead bones and dry bones and so forth, but, you know, the word of the Lord is like a hammer. It breaks through things. You know, you can't stop the word of the Lord. Amen. Now, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Now, why does the Lord foretell what he's going to do? Why didn't he just do it already? Why do you have to tell us first? Well, that's how his word works. You know, he puts it out there, and then the word will sustain itself. Amen. Once the Lord puts it out there, the word will not return void. It will accomplish its purpose and prosper in the thing whereunto it is sent. Now, and the Lord said again, I will lay sinews upon you and bring up flesh and so forth, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied. See, that's what God told him in his ear. You know, now, you're the one that God's going to talk to. The enemy and the situation doesn't need to know what God told you. But you're going to take the word of God, which you found in these scriptures. You know, that's how God speaks to us. I mean, you may hear an audible voice. That's fine. But God's already told us in the word of God. It's already there. You have to listen to messages like the principles of the oracles of God. You have to listen to messages like, you know, the directions of faith and various things. Effectiveness of faith that we've preached about. You know, how God gives you, first you look in the word of God. Once you know it, once you understand it, then you use it. Now, he prophesied as he was commanded. And I said, I prophesied. Well, I mean, he was just doing what the Lord showed him to do. He didn't know exactly how it was going to come to pass or what was going to happen. But Lord said, say, do this thing. And he began to do it. And he prophesied unto the bones. I say, you bones, hear the word of the Lord and so forth. And the next thing we know, you know, there was a noise and there was a loud shaking and the bones begin to come together, rattling bones, rattling and so forth. These are bones that have been there for ages, who knows how long, you know. And then when I beheld, and lo, and the sinews and the flesh came upon them and the skin covered them. And it's like, you know, some drama unfolding right before his eyes there. you know, these dead bones and skeletons begin to take shape, begin to look like human beings all over again. You know, all of a sudden he's looking, and he said, "Wow," you know. And then, but at that time, you know, it began to come, but there still wasn't any breath. You know, they were just coming in there, you know. So, and then the Lord said unto him again, "Prophesy, thou son of man," you know, "to the wind, and say to the wind, come thou from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon the slain, that they may live." So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came unto them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, the instructions came to him, and he followed the instructions. And it was about speaking prophetically to a situation that was dead, or looked like it was far gone and could not be recovered. You know, but he used the word of God, and he used prophetically to do that. And so that's what I'm talking about here this morning. We're going to do that. Prophetic prayer. Here's how prophetic prayer works. And Jesus, he gave us another illustration, right? In the book of Mark, chapter 11. Now let's turn to that quickly. You know, Mark chapter 11. And we've preached on this multiple times, but it goes right along with this message. So in Mark chapter 11, you know, we see that, you know, just before this famous scripture here that we all know about, most people do, at least, you know, from verses 23 to about 25, most people know that, you know, and so on, you know. And, but prior to that, you know, Jesus had seen a fig tree that wasn't bearing any fruit. And Jesus said to the tree, you know, and he looked at the tree, and the tree wasn't bearing fruit. Jesus said to the tree, "You're done. No man eat of you after this forever." And he went. And the moment, you know, the disciples were with him, they were looking at the tree. It looked like nothing actually happened, because they were looking at the tree. And Jesus said that thing, and he went about his way, but nothing seemed to happen. But initially, that's what it looked like. But I guarantee you, the tree died from the root the moment that Jesus said it. And then the next day when they came, they found that the tree had withered away. And I said, "Wow, look at the tree that you spoke to yesterday. You know, it's now withered away." And then Jesus began to tell them this thing. And he told them, "Have faith in God." Now, verse 23 of Mark 11. "For verily I say unto you." Now notice what Jesus said. "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain," not pray to the mountain, "but whosoever shall say to the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith," not necessarily prayeth, "but saith, shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Now, do you see how many times he said, say in that scripture? You know, now, this is the prophetic. You know, if you know that God is giving you the authority to do it, that you prophetically, now when you're saying something according to the word of the Lord, that's prophesying. That's all it is. You know, if you speak the word of the Lord, that's prophesying. Now, when you speak the word of the Lord to a situation, that's prophetic prayers. Now, you don't need to be beggarly and so forth about it, but you can speak the word of the Lord to the situation. Now, of course, it takes standing in the presence of the Lord, walking in the light and so forth. And there's a secret that he gave right here as well. He said, and when you stand praying, you know, forgive. And that's that word again, forgive. If you don't forgive others, well, it might block your prayers, you know. So he told them that. So we see that Jesus equated this saying to the mountain. He equated it to prayer. In one verse, he said, "Say to the mountain, do all of these things. Whatever you say will come to pass if you don't doubt it, but you believe it." You know, remember and see how he said it. "If thou will not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which you say shall come to pass," it doesn't matter whether it happens instantaneously or it takes some time, "shall come to pass." Amen. That's it. That's the key word. It shall come to pass. Then you will have whatsoever he said. Now he's talking about saying. And then he turned around and said, "But when you stand, pray." So we see that Jesus is, you know, basically equating this saying or prophetic saying to prayer. Saying when you stand praying, but he was just talking to us about saying something. So he's equating it. And so this is what prophetic prayers is. You take the word of the Lord, you apply it to the situation, and that makes it prophetic. You know, so And even though you are praying, you see, because anytime that we're using the word of Lord and we're interacting with God, that's like prayer. You know, pray. Some people think that prayer is only when you are making petition or you're doing this and so forth like that. You know, yeah, there's prayer of intercession, that prayer of supplications, that prayer, you know, and all kinds of prayer. But this one is prophetic prayer. You know, we take the word of the Lord and use it prophetically. You know, don't leave things to chance. Amen. Don't leave things to chance. Use the word of God to shape the situation. That's right. Don't just leave things to chance. You know, it's like, ko sera sera. You know, whatever will be, will be. There used to be a song like that when I was growing up and so forth. I hate that song. Ko sera sera. Whatever will be, will be. No, whatever will be, will not be. You know, the word of God is what will be. Amen. Don't let the devil tell you that whatever will be, will be. No, 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 no. You take situation, take control of the situation by the word of God. And make prophetic declaration and prophetic prayers. And I'm going to give you some examples. I'm going to do that in just a few minutes. I'll give you some examples, you know, in prayer, how we do it. And so you've already seen some examples of how we do things here. I mean, how they did things here in the Bible, those that did it. But I'm going to just take a little bit to summarize the things that I have spoken here this morning. I want to make this brief, and we're going to take some time to do prophetic prayers. Now, the key thing that we're talking about this morning, you know, so is we're talking about how God said concerning, ask me of things to come, concerning my sons. And again, turn around and said, concerning the work of my hands, command you me now. Now, not everybody can really do this, you know, but put it out there. You know, if you can believe God, you can tap into God's promises and the power that's in the word of God. You'll be surprised. You'll be amazed, you know, the things that God can do for you. Now, so we're talking about how to command, you know, and you say, well, will thou contend with the Almighty? Without command him concerning the work of his hands? I mean, who really can do that? I mean, how can you be commanding the Lord and so forth like that? Well, that's not exactly how it works. How it works is what I've shown you today. It's not the Lord that you are really commanding. Just like Joshua, he spoke to the Lord in the presence of the people. But what did he really say? Did he really speak to the Lord? He spoke to the Son. But that's like speaking to the Lord because it's the work of his hands. So that's how you do it. You know, God will put it in you, and then you take a hold of the situation. You know the word of God, you know, and any time that you are using the word of God, listen to Psalm 103 and verse 20. There are some strong angels that are waiting for the voice of his word from your mouth. And when that word goes out, they'll follow through and carry it out. Praise the Lord. So that's how you do it. That's how he commanded. You actually command the works of his hands. Now, did you know that the scripture, one of the first things out of the mouth of God, you know, when he created man, the very first things that he said out of his mouth, he said, subdue the earth. Praise the Lord. That was one of the very first things out of his mouth, is subdue the earth. Now, subdue means put it under. You know, it's not going to bow down to you, just naturally speaking, but you're going to have to put it down. You're going to put situations down. Subdue the things around, you know, subdue whatever you're confronted with. And there's many, many ways to do that. We've talked about the power of praise and so forth today. Today, I'm talking about prophetic prayers. Using the word of God prophetically in your prayers, you know, to take a hold of the situation and get a victory. So let me make it very plain. The Bible says make the vision plain that people that hear may run with it. Let me make it very plain. Here's how is the way we're talking about. When you are in prayer, first you must know the word of God in your heart concerning that situation. We've talked about that before. You see a promise in the word of God, and then you know it. You are persuaded of it. You embrace it, and you confess it. You know, we've spoken about that. You know, so you take that word of God into that situation in prayer. And when you're speaking the word of God, that's the quickest way for you to get answers to your prayers. Amen. Because the word of God will never fail. So instead of wishing or hoping, you just find what God has already said and speak exactly what God has already said. Praise the Lord. And so children can be blessed of their parents. And a parent can speak prophetically in prayers over their children. Whether they are there or not, it doesn't matter. If they're there, that's even better. But whether they're there or not, you can command prophetically the word of God into their lives. You can speak into their lives. You can speak prophetically into your own personal situations. You can speak prophetically, you know, into situations of your family, of your friends, or whatever around you. You take the word of God in prayer. It's called prophetic prayers. And you use it because it's the word of God. That's why it's prophetic. Because anytime you speak any word of God, that's prophesying. So I'm explaining that again so people understand that. You know, and then you use that in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you understand that this morning, let's give the Lord a hand clap. Praise the Lord. Now, I want us to stand to our feet. I wanted to make that brief so I could have some time to actually do. Stand to your feet here with me if you would this morning. I wanted to make that brief so I can have some time to actually do this prophetic declaration here this morning. Praise the Lord. Now, prophetic prayers. Remember, the valley of dry bones. Remember the sun and the moon and situations, you know, that normally out of reach. I mean, these are situations that are way out there, that's completely out of reach, you know, seemingly. But nothing is out of reach with God. Amen. There shall nothing be impossible with the Lord. And also to him that believeth, all things are possible. And if you can use the word of God, all things will definitely be possible to you. I mean, Elijah said, well, that's going to be any rain. You know, and then again, one time he came down there and he, you know, he called for fire, you know, and put water all around. And the fire came and licked up water. We never heard any such thing like that. It's water that puts out fire, not the other way around. But this time around, the water came. I mean, the water was all over the place and the fire licked up the water. I mean, by the word of the Lord, because he knew what he was doing. You know, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to take a hold of the Lord here this morning. And I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Take a hold of the Lord. Get a hold of the Lord here this morning. And let's do some prophetic prayers. Take a look into your situation and see. Perhaps there is something that has lingered. Perhaps there's something that you want the Lord to do for you. Well, you know, I could pray for you this morning, but I want you to do for yourself. You know, so when you go home, wherever you are, when you go home and all that, you can use the word of God prophetically for yourself. Amen. And I get amen in the house. You guys are too quiet. I'm not sure if I lost you at all, you know. We want to prophetically speak to situations in our lives. And I want you to zone in and zero in on that situation that you want to pray for. And we're going to join forces here this morning. This is prophetic prayer. This is how you do it. You take the word of the Lord and you speak the word of the Lord to that situation. You can even, you know, if you have the faith, you can even command the sun and the moon. If somebody has done it before and they're like of like passions. You can speak to the rain. I mean, I've done that many times. You can speak to situations and so forth like that. I mean, you can, you know, just, you know, if the Lord, this is not for you to gain any glory. You're just using the word of God to take control of the situation. Hallelujah. So I'm going to join with you here this morning. And we're going to pray together. And everybody that has a situation that they want some prophetic prayer over, I want you to come quickly and stand here. And we're going to do it together. Come quickly and stand here. And we're going to prophetically speak to that situation. You know, there's something that the Lord does in every service. It's different. Someday we do this, someday we do that, and so forth. And the Bible says, who has despised the day of small things? This be the eyes of the Lord. We're going to take a hold of the word of the Lord here this morning and do some prophetic speaking to the situation. Now, I want you to begin to raise your hands up and begin to pray. Begin to pray and begin to praise the Lord. And in a minute, I'm going to tell you, begin to pray and praise the Lord. Softly, softly. Begin to pray. Raise your voice and begin to pray. Never mind the person next to you. Begin to pray for yourself and so forth. Hallelujah. Begin to thank God. Thank God for this word. And if the Lord has brought the understanding into your heart, we're going to use it this morning. The Bible says, be ye not hearers only, but doers of the word. When you hear the word, put it into action. Put it into practice. And that's what we're going to do here this morning. Now, it doesn't matter what, and I don't need to describe. I may call out some situations if the Lord put that in my heart to do that. But I don't need to do that. You know your situation. You know whatever it is. It could be a physical situation in your body. It could be an emotional situation in your family. It could be a job situation. It could be a business situation. It could be whatever. And it could be even a situation in the ministry. Doesn't matter, whatever it is. You know, today, the Bible says, consider the valley of dry bones. Have you seen these dry bones? And can they live again? Hallelujah. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to take the word of the Lord. And I want every one of you. Now remember, say to this mountain, not pray to it. First you pray to the Lord and give him thanks for giving you understanding about the situation and so forth. And then you turn to the situation and say to the situation. You don't need to pray to that situation. Say to the situation, thou mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And then you begin to prophesy into that situation. If something was dead, you know, maybe the enemy killed your dreams. Begin to prophesy over your dreams. The Lord, speak to my dreams. I speak to those dreams. Come alive in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want you to begin to say those things. Begin to prophetically pray those prayers. Begin to speak to the Lord. Even in the presence of the angels that are gathered here today, you speak to the Lord like Joshua spoke to the Son. He said he spoke to the Son, but it was the Lord. He spoke to the Lord, but it was the Son. You speak, and the situation will take notice of the word of God. There are angels, strong angels, excelling strength. They are waiting to carry out those words. Those words that you speak here this morning, that you declare into the situation. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord is going to watch over that word. He's going to watch over those words in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, we're going to pray together. I am going to pray together. I taught this lesson very quickly just so we can have some time. I want to take a few minutes right now to pray prophetically over every one of us in the name of Jesus. And if you agree at any time, all you got to do is say amen. Amen. The Bible says a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Threefold cord means God, it means you, and right now me. That's all you need. Praise the Lord. And actually, all you really need is two. You know, the Bible says if any two of you, but the Lord is always there, you know. But if you can get somebody to believe, now don't ever pray with somebody or don't share your vision with somebody that doesn't believe anything. Because they are going to kill it for you. You know, now you talk to somebody that has some faith or somebody that has some real power. You get together with somebody that believes God, and two of you, you know, one of you can chase 1,000, two of you can chase 10,000. Hallelujah. You get together with somebody that has some real power, and you see what the Lord's going to do for you. So today we're going to believe God together. I believe God. Do you? Amen. Do you believe God? I know you do, but I'm not talking about everything. I mean, everybody believes God, that God can do all things. That's wonderful. But believest thou this particular thing that you want God to do? Jesus said, I am the resurrection of the life. Do you believe your brother will rise again? And she went off and said, well, I know he will rise after this. And I said, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about now. Hallelujah. Do you believe that God can do this one thing that you are standing in prayer for today? Now, if you believe it, when you leave this place today, start giving the glory to God. Oh, I don't want you to pray. Don't give prayer requests about it again. Just say the Lord has done it. As it is written in Isaiah 44 and verse 23. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, O ye lower parts of the depths of the earth, You know, for God has done it. He has confirmed his word in Zion. Hallelujah. Glorified himself. The beauty of God. The beauty of Zion shining over his people. Now, let's do it together. Raise your right hand. Just one hand. Raise your right hand. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we believe you here today. You know, the Bible says the right hand of his holiness has gotten him the victory. So as you raise your right hand today, you are standing in the place of the Lord right now. Because these people spoke the word of the Lord in the presence of the people. And God said, you know, said concerning Joshua, the Lord has never hearkened to the voice of a man like that. God is going to hearken to your voice today. Amen. As we declare it, God will hearken to it in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I thank you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you because you have already said, I am the Lord that performeth the counsel of my messengers. And I am the Lord that when two of you shall agree in prayer, that will answer it for you. Amen. Now, Lord Jesus, we speak prophetically to every situation that is in here. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Let the crooked be made straight. Hallelujah. Let the mountains be brought low. Let the dry bones receive life again. God will go before you. He will cut asunder the gates of brass, break in pieces the bars of iron. Every bar and every gate that has held you back, let them be broken in pieces in Jesus' mighty name. Every sickness in your body, Marakondish Karobasaya. Now that is something that sometimes people say, well, I got to live with this pain. You know, that they'll manage the pain for you. They give you pain medication all the rest of your life. Well, no, that's not the situation that God wants you to be in. Let's get some victory here this morning. Amen. Let's get some victory here this morning. Amen. Now, I speak to that mountain. Bible says, say to this mountain, be thou removed. Hallelujah. Let the sickness. Now, this mountain, sometimes it really holds people down. This is something that has been holding you down. Back pain, leg pain, whatever it is, and so forth. It's been, and you are managing, you are living, you are doing the best you can, and so forth. But I speak to that mountain. In the name of Jesus, let it be gone from your body, amen. Be loosed from that pain. Be loosed from that sickness. Hallelujah. Have the victory over that situation. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Bible says, can you lift up your voice and command, you know, the wings of the morning? Hallelujah. The womb of the morning. The wings of the morning. Can you command the blessing of the Lord like that? Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I command the blessing of the morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come upon the people of God in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. He said, can you understand? Do you understand the ordinances of heaven? That's right. Can you make them bring their dominion upon the things upon the earth? Absolutely. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Now, let that word that is settled in heaven come over your situation. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And give you the victory. Now, I'm going to ask you to do something here. You know, one time, the Lord asked Joshua to tell the people to shout the victory and so forth. And he gave them some instructions and said, well, you know, you hold your peace until I tell you. Not a word should come out of your mouth until I tell you. You know, you do whatever else you want to do, go around and so forth. Don't say a word. Don't even open your mouth until I tell you to shout. Now, when I tell you to shout, he said, well, you do it. Hallelujah. So I'm going to tell you to shout and do something here this morning. Hallelujah. Now, it is the anointing that you believe that will work for you. You know, praise the Lord. So, I am going to ask you to shout the victory here in a minute. And as you shout, those things are falling off from your body. Amen. Those situations are breaking down. The walls of Jericho are coming down. Hallelujah. God is opening the doors for you this morning as you shout. Hallelujah. You're going to shout your way to victory here this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, somebody shout the praise of the Lord and shout the victory here this morning. Amen. Shout for victory here this morning. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. There's one more thing we're going to do. We're going to jump for victory. Amen. Can you jump? Especially those of you that have back pain, leg pain, whatever. You know, it's gone. In Jesus' name. Now I want you to jump for joy. Hallelujah. Jump for joy here this morning. Jump for joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.